Jesus. If we could all stand tonight. It is such an honor to introduce. He's no stranger around here. He's very involved in Voces Unidas. He's been all over the United States, all over the world, all over Central America, South America, spreading the word of God, sharing his testimony. Brother Jesus came into the church a little over 5 years ago, and it is just amazing to me what God can do in 5 years in a person's life. He may share some of his testimony with you tonight. I won't go into that, but Brother Jesus, it is an honor. He's one of our licensed ministers here at Calvary Gospel Church. It's an honor to have you preach. Come here, brother.
Gloria a Dios. That's in Spanish is glory to God. Gloria a Dios. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I want to give all glory and honor to Jesus Christ, because that's the reason that I'm here, for his name. And I want to also give honor to Bishop Grant. I love him and appreciate him for trusting in my ministry. Gloria a Dios. And thank you to Pastor and Sister Grant for having me here, Roy Grant. Thank you for trusting in me too. Thank you to Pastor Cyril and Sister Cyril, who is my pastor in Voces Unidas. Gloria a Dios. And thank you for all the leadership in this church, and it's for me an honor to be here. Thank you for all the church, for the entire church. So for me, it's a blessing. You can be seated in Jesus' name. And as Pastor Grant said, my family is here visiting from Colombia. I don't think that this is a coincidence. Pastor Roy Grant just asked me to share my testimony and the word of God here today. And they were here. It was not planned. It was just a God thing. So glory to God. And they are part of my testimony because they pray for me for a long time. My mother maybe has some things in her knees just by praying and waiting on God. So glory to Jesus. So something that this is not my first time here visiting Calvary, because I shared my testimony here like 4 years ago. Sister Skasha translated for me, and I've been here sharing about Alpha Ministries, the ministry that it's in California that I'm the co-director. And I've been here some other times. Usually I'm having like translation. Today I decided that I'm going to do it in English. So I'm asking you to bear with me, and just if there's something that you don't understand, I'm going to try to speak slow and just be patient. Gloria a Dios. As you can tell, English is not my first language. So I will start, if you are with me, standing to read something from the Bible, if we can stand in honor to the word. And I'm going to start with Psalm 89. I'm going to read from verses 3 to 5. And then we can, I know that we pray already, but I want to have a specific prayer after I read these Bible verses, because I think that the Lord gave me a specific word for this church today, and for someone, or for a few, or for the whole church. But it's a word that I'm pretty sure that the Lord put in my heart to share with you. So I'm going to be sharing a few things of my testimony that some of you know, some of you don't know. But I think that it's very important that we pray for revelation, for impartation, for miracles, for the enemy or any obstacle to get out of here. Pray in tongues, whatever the Lord leads you, okay? So we need to pray. So I'm going to start in Psalms 89, and it says in 3, I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David, my servant, thy seed will I establish. I want this word to be in your hearts. Keep it. Take it home. Establish. Forever. It's not for today. It's not for yesterday. It's not for tomorrow. It's from the beginning to the end. Eternity. Nothing can move it. So that's why when I listened to that beautiful worship song, then the worship thing was, it cannot be shaken. It's here. It's established. So thank you, Jesus, for the confirmation. Establish forever and build up thy throne to all generations. No one generation, no two generations, no four generations, by all generations. So we are part of that covenant. We are established, right? And in 5 says, and the heaven shall praise thy wonders, O Lord, that thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. We are the saints. So we are here today because of this covenant. So let's pray and ask the Lord to give a revelation, impartation in Jesus' name. Oh, bendito Padre Santo, Señor, estamos aquí, Dios. En el nombre de Jesús, reprendemos todo plan del enemigo, todo obstáculo sale fuera. In Jesus' name, bendito Rey maravilloso, Santo, poderoso, Señor. Aleluya tu nombre, trae revelación, imparte en los corazones, Señor. Bendito Rey maravilloso, en el nombre de Jesús, abre los oídos, Señor, espirituales, bendito Padre Santo. In Jesus' name, en el nombre de Jesús, amén y amén. You can visit it. Thank you. So, the subject that I am bringing today is just a test. He wants to establish you. And we know that he already did. Now it's our job to grab it, hold it, take it, and claim it. For us and for our families, right? So we just need to grab it. Then, I would like to share like 4 different ideas or 4 different stories to give you an example on how that works, right? Because sometimes the Lord has given us a word of truth that we know that the Lord spoke to us. He did it. Could happen maybe one day ago. 3 days ago, 4 days ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, many, many, many years, and we get tired. And this, I'm preaching it for me too. So I'm not sharing this with you, but for me too. Because the Lord have given me many, many promises, and I'm holding on them, I'm waiting on them. Sometimes I get a little bit wary, but I'm standing in there. I'm established, right? So now that my mother is here, I always have to share a little bit about that. But my grandfather and my grandmother were the first family, Pentecostal apostolic, in Jesus' name family, baptized in Barranquilla, where I'm from in Colombia. One of the first who came for, there was a missionary from Canada, Reverend Larson. He came to Colombia and my family was there, my grandparents. So they were baptized. My grandfather was living a worldly life. Actually, he was selling guns to the guerrillas. But then they had a lot of money at that time because he was, you know, dealing with drugs, not drugs, but with guns for the guerrillas. And then, but he got a stroke and he was in a wheelchair. So all that money went away. I have like one uncle and four aunts. And because the money went away, they were hungry. They actually starving. They have nothing to eat. Sometimes my grandmother had to go to the, we call it mercado. It's not a supermarket, but a place with like a farmer market, and buy like the heads of and the tails of the fishes to make soup, and a big sack, big bag of potatoes. So my mother is used to eat potatoes in mashed potatoes, potatoes in soup, potatoes in every single way. So we were very poor, but there was a lady in a corner of our house that has, I say our house because it's my grandparents, I was not there yet, but she has a small market on the corner. And she was going to those meetings for Brother Larsen's ministry. So she started giving some food to them. So she invited them to come to those meetings. That's how my grandparents met Jesus Christ and were baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost. Gloria a Dios. And I'm sorry to say this, ma'am, but it's part of the testimony. My mother met my father and backslid. My father was a Catholic. Actually, that's part of the things that I want to share in my story later, because my father passed away last Mother's Day, it's recently. But he, 2 years after he died, met Jesus Christ, baptizing Jesus' name in Venezuela. Gloria a Dios. So the Lord is bringing the entire family through my ministry, because they know my testimony. They know how I live on the streets this horrible life. So my mother backslid for many, many years. When she was little, she was baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost, but she didn't have doctrine because she was so little. She didn't have truth in her knowledge. So when she, many, many, many years later, came to God, came back to God in New York. She was living in Colombia, but there were some things. She got divorced from my father, and she came to the United States in New York to work like 30 years ago. And being in New York, she had that in her heart to go back to look for God. But she went to and I'm not saying this to mock anyone or make anyone ashamed or anything. But she went back to a Trinitarian Pentecostal church. So she came back to the Lord like 30 years ago in another church, denomination. So when I was dying, that you all know that those who have heard my testimony, when I was dying, they were praying for me. My mother and my sister, the Lord gave them a word that I was not going to die. But I was thinking that I was going to die. And then after all my healing and not dying and me coming from the homosexual transgender lifestyle, and that's part of my testimony, and the Lord removed already shame from me. So for me, I'm not proud, but it's not a shame, because I know that the Lord is reaching out to a big community out there that needs it. They need to be saved. Because I never crossed to the other sex, but I used to dress as a woman, live as a woman, and I was a GLBT, how they call it, activist. I will lead rights and fight for the gay agenda and all these rights. But the Lord have different plan. He brought me back to church. Gloria a Dios. Thank you, Jesus. So, knowing that I'm a third generation Pentecostal, Gloria a Dios, not even my mother being faithful, but God is faithful. Because he's established
nothing, it cannot be shaken, right? It's established. Your heels are on the ground, right? So we have to trust him. So then, when I was dying, my mother and my sister came to be with me in my deathbed. And there was a lady from Voces Unidas who was my friend here. But she invited me to church for like 2 years and I never came. But when I was dying, because my mother, I knew that she was praying for me, I just want her to think that I was going to heaven. So I came to Voces Unidas to bring her to church. And that's when the Lord started my healing. I didn't know. I didn't have faith. They did. Pastor Cyril did. Elder Russell did. Sister Skasha. Everybody in Voces Unidas was praying for me. Sister Russell. Thank you. So they trust in me. And my life is being growing and growing in Christ, as Brother Pastor Roy said here. And I started going to Purpose Institute. And I got my degree in Purpose Institute. And then I got my license and everything. But while I was in Purpose Institute, I was studying the Bible. But at some point, I was sharing with them the Bible and the things that I was learning in the Purpose Institute. And for some reason, the things that I was sharing with them and that they were sharing with me didn't match. So I was like, wow, this is strange. They are talking about not three gods, because some churches believe about one God, but they think that it's three persons in one. So I was, I've been learning that we are monotheist, like coming from the Jews. We just have one God. So we started talking and talking about it. And to make a long story short, today my mother recommitted herself to the Apostolic Church in Florida. She's been going there for 2 years. Glory of Dios. God is faithful. Right, sister? She was telling me today, I came back to church. And I'm sorry to pick on you, but you shared that with me. So God is faithful, right? So that's good. God is faithful because he's established. Don't forget about that. He's established. So my sister got baptized like a year and a half ago, filled with the Holy Ghost. My younger sister too, my brother-in-law. So the whole family is coming to God because he's faithful. Right? So, it's just a test. Whatever is happening to you in your life, whatever the Lord is not making it happen right now, we know that the time for the Lord is not the same time that we are, right? I know from Purpose Institute that the time here on planet Earth is Chronos, meaning that it goes forward. But God lives in eternity and is Kairos. So it's always established, right? Gloria a Dios. So it's just a test. He wants to establish you. He wants to establish you. And because of that beautiful testimony of what the Lord has been doing in my life and in my family life, now we have a family altar, co-altar. We pray every Tuesday. We do a Bible study through Skype. My sister in Colombia, my mother in Florida, I'm here. We have a family altar, and we've been working for God. I have two friends from my past life who were witches. Witches that they will talk to Satan and do stuff. Now they are in God. And I have friends. Gloria a Dios. I work with different souls from all over, as Pastor Roy Grant mentioned, right? So, because seeing what the Lord did in me and in my family, there's no way for me to live out there and work and not work for the Lord. I made a choice with his help to live for him. I don't care about my life anymore. Not a single bit. And that could sound, I know, maybe for some people could be sound, oh, but that's what I decided. And it says in Philippians 3:7, and I didn't put it there, but I will just quote it. Everything that was in the past for me is what? Some Bible verses say trash. That has no gain. I don't see myself walking on the streets, sometimes selling my body for drugs as a woman. What's the best place to be here in church? I love God. And I have prayed to Him many times. And I ask you to pray, if I'm going to sin or go back, take me from here, Lord. Take me from here. I don't want to live and look back. I just want to live for God here and in eternity. No going back for me. Gloria a Dios. So that's one of the stories that I wanted to share. It's a long story, as I said. But the other thing that I wanted to share just recently, like a month ago, I went to California to preach in Pastor Emery's church. I was doing an evangelistic trip. I was there for a month. I shared my testimony and preached in 5 different ministries and all this. But you know what? It was Pastor Emery knows, my sister who lived there, Sister Cindy, who is the director of the ministry, knows, it was a horrible trip. It was a horrible trip, not because the work that I was doing, but because of the attacks of the enemy. So if I didn't know God the way I know Him, and I know that Jesus lives in me, His Spirit is in me, I will just quit. I was living on the other side of the country in California, living in a RV for a month in the middle of the woods across from the church. Thanks for the saints who let me use their RV. But I was there by myself, no internet. That was terrible. No internet. All my Bible studies, I do it through internet. My sister there gave me some DVDs and some CDs, and I preaching, oh, Lord, talk to me. He did. Talk to me to CDs and DVDs. Mother's Day, in a little cage, that was a Sunday. My father died that Friday night. I was not with the saints here. In Voces Unidas. On top of that, I got sick. A strong allergy flu. Using my inhaler 2 times in the urgent care. But on top of that, never in my life had kidney stones. Oh, kidney stones, horrible. No urgent care, ER. At night. Sister Cindy, send a taxi for me. I can't wait. I can hold it. It's horrible. Some people said that it's like having birth for ladies. I never did. So I can't imagine. It was horrible. Do you know what I wanted to do? Just come back home. But I didn't. Because I was established. I know Jesus. And I know the enemy is going to try to lie to you, mock you, strangle you, take you in pain. But you cannot stop walking in Jesus' walk. Even though when I'm saying establish, standing in firm in the ground with your heels like this, I'm not saying that you are just right there. You have to be walking. Even though it's a small walk, small step, you cannot stop. Because the world is moving. Everything is moving. So if you are not moving, you are going backwards. So I was like, Sister Cindy, it was horrible. Thank God that I passed the stone like 4 days later. I brought it here to Madison. They suggested, but not because I was proud of it, because they suggested that I should take it to the lab and make an analysis. Everything that the Lord planned happened. Everything. I preach, I teach, I share. I was writing a curriculum with Sister Cindy. I did everything that it was meant to happen. So if I trust the enemy and just see what he's putting up there or the word is putting up there, I cannot trust anyone but Jesus, right? Why? Because he has established us. And the most important thing is that he has established us because we have a mission. We are here to be his witness. That's what I'm doing here, being his witness. So just be there. I want to read something that I found about being established. And it says, to build up, to foster, to nurse, firm or faithful, to trust or believe, to be permanent or quiet, morally to be true or certain. So there's no lie here. It's all truth. And if the Lord has promised something to you, it's going to happen. My mother showed to us like letters that they sent from a radio station from 20 years ago when she was praying for us, for my sister and I. And here we are today. Thank you, God. So being established is to be determined, accepted, recognized, appointed. So if the Lord appointed me to be this strong like column, like a tower for the testimony of the people who are living a homosexual life to look at me and say, it's possible. You know that this is just happening here. The Supreme Court just approved it. You can get married with another man. Ladies can marry another man. Bruce Jenner, if people know the story about Bruce Jenner, he was an athlete, like Olympic gold winning medal, and he now says that he's a woman. So I don't think that he's a woman. He maybe in his head, but he cannot bring a child into this world, meaning in his belly. And now there's no way, because I think that he went all the way through surgery and stuff. Thank God that I didn't go that far. So God is good. He is beautiful. He is faithful. He has made a plan since the beginning to establish his kingdom. And he established his kingdom starting with Israel, with the Jews, right? And we know many, many, many stories that happened that people were trying to kill the Israelites and the Jews, but they are still here. And the Gentiles here too, we are here. So if he established, I remember in the book of Numbers, the story of Balaam and Malak. Sorry about my pronunciation. But Balak was afraid of the Jews. Even though they were a small tribe, a small people, meaning short in numbers, they were powerful. Not because of their own strength, but because the Lord was with them, right? So these kingdoms who fight with them, they were afraid. They knew that something was helping them, right? So this Balak, who was the appointed king for the enemies, he hired, if we can say that, Balaam to curse Israel. So Balaam was thinking about it. I want to do it. I want to curse Israel. He tried once. He tried twice. He tried three times. But he couldn't. And it's right there in Numbers. If we can see Numbers 24:10. It says, well, I'm going to read a quote from chapter 23, but then we are going to read 24:10. It says, Balaam says, how shall I curse whom God hath not cursed? Or how shall I defy whom the Lord hath not defied? How can the enemy be against us if the Lord is with us? We are already in victory. Gloria a Dios. Thank you, Jesus. So in Numbers 24:10 says, and Balak's anger, he was really, really mad because he hired Balaam to curse Israel. And he said, was kinded against Balaam, and he smote his hands together, and Balak said to Balaam, I call thee to curse mine enemies, and behold, thou hast altogether blessed them these three times. So, if the Lord said, Brother Jesus is going to California and he's going to share his testimony with the church and he's going to do this work and this work and this work, who's going to stop me? Not because I'm strong, but because of Jesus, right? So, he is faithful. He has established you already. In the Bible says that every step that you take and where you put your food, it belongs to you. And I study that word that says where you put your food. And put your food is not, okay, I'm walking here. And you can do that. Okay, this is my house and I'm here and the Lord is here. But it means to grab a hold and fight for it. So you have to be aggressive in the kingdom. To fight for your family. When I'm sharing this testimony, it's not that it's been easy for us. But we are together and they are here as a testimony of what the Lord is doing. Gloria a Dios. Gloria a Dios. My father died in Jesus. So I'm helping people from all over. It's just because of God. We cannot be shaken. Right? Gloria a Dios. So that's in the Old Testament. But in the New Testament, if we go to Acts 10:47, I know that the Lord has a plan for the Gentiles. A plan for the Gentiles. And Peter, because Cornelius was preaching, then Peter went and Peter came to the Cornelius house and was preaching to them. And the Holy Ghost fell. And what he said is in Acts 10:47. Surely, no one can refuse the water for these to be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we did. Gloria a Dios. It's been established. The church has been established since the beginning. We are his saints. We have to fight for it. For our families, for our testimonies, for the ministry that the Lord has given you. You cannot be shaken, but you have to trust him. You have to prevail. You have to abide. As it says in John 15, abide with me, abide with me. Abide, abide. When you're tired, when you're weary, abide. He is the provider. Gloria a Dios. Thank you, Jesus. Gloria a Dios. Abide, abide. Abide, abide. He has established you. He did it already. Let's worship Jesus in this moment for his blessings. We love you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We bless you, we worship you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Gloria a Dios. Gloria a Dios. I'm not me anymore. I'm a living sacrifice. Everything in the past is a lost. Trash. Trash. I don't want a single bit. Just my family. Gloria a Dios. But we are that testimony. We have a work to do. This church did it for me. They trust me. When I walk dying here, they bear with me. They baptize me. I was filled with the Holy Ghost. Now my family is here. What else can I do? Be a witness of his power, of his glory. His Shekinah, his Kavod is here. He's here. He's here inside. Nothing can move it. He's in us. He's in here. Gloria a Dios. And I'm almost done. I have many, many, many things to say. But I want to give you something that you must be careful about it in your ministry, in your life, in your family life, in everything. Unforgiveness. I have to forgive people every day. I've been mocked. People have said horrible things to me. I have to forgive. Because unforgiveness is a block between you and the work that you have to do for God. You have to forgive everything. Everything that they do to you. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who is coming from. It could be someone inside the church. It could be someone inside the church. But you don't matter anymore. It's the kingdom. We are in the end days. This is the end of the end days. We cannot waste time baiting the book that I read about John Bevere, The Bait of Satan. Bait, that's an obstacle. That's an obstacle in your walk. We have to have agape love. The love that surpasses everything. I have to love everybody. Those who hurt me. So that's a warning. We have to be in unity. Doing the work of God. And the other thing that I would like to say to close is hold your heart and have it established in this truth. Establish it. Don't move. There's nothing out there more than what is here. Jesus is everything. Everything. I can say it. I was dying, liver disease, fourth stage, is still damaged, but it's working. They want to do a transplant. They didn't. The doctor coming from all over the world came. He's the director of the transplant unit. Oh, this is something spontaneously cured. What is spontaneously cured? That's called a miracle. It's a miracle. And they took pictures of my liver every 6 months. How could this piece of little meat can be working. This is all damage. It's like this, all horrible. But I trust Jesus. He gave me my life back. I'm a man. I was born like this. I'm proud to be a man. Gloria a Dios. I'm proud of what the Lord did for me, and He called me to be a man. The head of my house. The provider. I cannot be afraid looking for things out there, money from drugs or for other things. He had a mission for me, and I'm here to do it. Gloria a Dios. So we are established. Is already. And the last thing, because I'm going to do an altar call, because I want you to renew what the Lord has been doing in your life, what the Lord has promised you for you and your family and your ministry and everything, your finances, your healing, everything. So we are going today to recommit with God. We trust you, Jesus. You can do it. It's taking a long time. As Daniel said, the vision is there. Habakkuk wrote it. It's taking a long time, but it's happening because it's established. It's established. Gloria a Dios, and I have to trust God. And I'm saying that to me too. I'm preaching to me. Gloria a Dios. Thank you, Jesus. But I won't read it, but in Ephesians 6, we all know about the weapons, that this is a warfare. So we need Ephesians 6, a stand. That stand is established. Right? Your feet established. Don't move. No importa que esté pasando. Don't move. 119 times is that word in the Bible. When I was studying for this, I put established with E. But my sister then said, oh, it's maybe without E. And I said, no, I know more English than you. It's with E. With E. And we look for established, and we found out later that in the past, they used established without E. So we found 119 times established. So I believe that I'm established. Do you believe that you're established? Gloria a Dios. We are established. So let's pray. Let's pray for each other. Let's pray for God. Come to the altar. And let's make it easy for everybody, because some people sometimes are afraid to come to the altar. So just come as a congregation of saints, as it says in Psalm 89. And I will ask a bishop to lead us in a prayer. We are going to be praying here. If you can lead us in a prayer for strength.
Oh, praise God. Come on, let's make our way down. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Russell, could you come up here and help us? You mind doing that? Praise God. Lord Jesus, we pray right now that the power, the Spirit of the Holy Ghost will come and move upon us. I am asking, Lord Jesus, that you come. The word of God that we've heard tonight, Lord Jesus, let it find its place in our heart. May we be open to the truth, O God. May it further establish us in the truth. Thank you, Lord, for this message from Brother Jesus. I pray, O God of heaven, Lord, purpose in our lives tonight to accept the miracle that you have for us. Oh, I pray in Jesus' name. That's it. Let's worship the Lord. Praise God, praise God.